Hey, Mike, how you doing today, man?
I'm amazing, Jake. How about yourself?
I couldn't be better if I wanted to be. So, all right, man, we looked into the community. We've looked at the threads from everybody in the back office, if you will, in the private conversations, in the networking groups, and the conversation. So I want you to tell me a story. Tell me the story about implementation and sustained discipline.
Oh, I feel like I'm an expert at this. Maybe not from a doing standpoint, but from an observing and what you should do standpoint. It's a great topic. And I think it's the basis by which most people fail and succeed and in their business and in their life. I mean, people have these aspiring goals and go out and do things. And a lot of times when you learn a new skill or you have a new habit that you've done, it fades after a while. Or it integrates, but mostly it fades. That's why people always reinvest in themselves. That's the reason why you and I are doing this, is so that people can have these two things, right? Sustained discipline and help implementing. So I'm going to tell you a baseball story. As you know, my kids play baseball, and they're youth, right? So it's youth baseball. And there's a few things that happen in baseball that I don't think the general population knows. And there's a direct translation into life and business. It's just an easy explanation because it's kid baseball. There's a certain schedule, and this is travel baseball. So there's a certain schedule where the kids go meet as a group, practice, coaches give them things to work on. And as time goes on, the coaches expect people to be doing their own work and coming back to each practice improved. And as you come back to each practice improved, your odds of playing in an actual game longer and more frequently increase. Well, what has a tendency to happen is, outside of psychology and people sort of having bad days, you have a handful of kids that perform and you have a handful of kids that don't perform. And then as you duplicate this stuff throughout the course of your baseball career as a youth, I'll call it career, the people that have a tendency to succeed do this more frequently, do this more often. And then eventually those that actually make it to the professional level have done a few things. They've implemented more. They've taken the basic reps when no one's watching more. They've sustained a practice of self-care. They've maintained their body enough, and they've maintained their mind and skill set enough that they have worked their way to the elite levels. A fraction of a fraction of a fraction of athletes out there are just completely gifted. Most people actually have to work really hard regularly to sustain that level of performance. Now, one of my kids plays in a lot of high level tournaments. You can see what happens. You can see the coaching, you can see the implementation, and you can see as the season goes on, people start to drop off and other people start to pick up. The exact same thing happens in business and in life. I mean, think about it, Jake, you're a coach, right? I'm going to hand a baton over to you on this one, but you've seen it, right? Sustained discipline just means implementing over and over and over again, but having the eyes on the prize, but also implementing the suck. Doing the things that are just miserable, bookkeeping, paying bills, billing clients, just stuff that's just non-sexy. What do you think about that?
Well, you said something there that I want to touch on, and we've heard this quote before, and you basically said it was, integrity is doing what's right when nobody else is watching. And you said the same thing about reps regarding what the boys are doing in ball and what soccer players are doing. And, you know, we just came out of the Olympics. Guess what? Those guys are at the pool by themselves. They're on the court by themselves. They're at the batting cage alone. The dude that won three, he was the only Olympian in shot put ever to win three Olympic gold medals. He happens to be an American dude. Guaranteed, not everybody was watching all the time. Guaranteed, he threw that stupid round rock God knows how many times while nobody was watching. So that really struck home right there. It's doing the hard things when nobody's watching, with no, like, there's no reward. There's no rah-rah. There's no fanfare. There's no joy in that moment of when you're in the office by yourself, grinding it out, doing the hard things. If you're in the gym and you have to put in the reps. I mean, yeah, you can go to the gym where there's a ton of people and you can show off for the people. But the truth is, you got to do the hard things. You got to do them alone. Like, that's part of the entrepreneurial journey, is nobody can succeed. Nobody can succeed for you. Like, they can't succeed for you. Nobody can want it more than you. You know, as a coach, I can want it all I want to for you. However, all I can do is own the process. I can give you the process. I can tell you this is how it's going to be. This is what you, the things that you need to do. But you have to do it. You have to commit to doing those things. And we go, like, one of the things I coach on all the time, and this is going to be a little bit off the rails on this, but it's core values. And I coach on core values all the time. And start with your core values, because when your core values are in alignment and your true why of why you're doing the thing is real and authentic, doing the hard crap ain't that hard. Like, if you're way out of alignment on something and you just cannot seem to sit down and do your books in this business, as an example, like if you don't have it time blocked for Friday afternoon that you got 2 hours, that's all you do is do your books, there's something going on there. Are you in truly in alignment with what you're doing as a business owner? So that's where my question would be, is are you in alignment with it? Like the boys playing baseball and my girls playing soccer and running track that they did for so many years, they had a love for the game. They had a desire to be challenged. They had to want to win. They practiced to win all the time and they wanted to do it. So are you in your business? That's my question for everybody, you know, all the audience today. Are you in love with your business? Have you fallen in love with the game of your business, the game of your life, so that when you're by yourself, like doing the hard, you don't just sit down and go, I'm going to scroll Facebook for like 3 hours. We're all guilty of doing something like that. And yet, are you actually doing the hard things you need to do at that particular moment? That's what I see as a coach all the time, not just from an athletic standpoint, from a senior executive standpoint as well.
Okay, so I'm going to put another one in there. And this is where I think a lot of people fail in terms of implementation. And we'll go back to the baseball analogy. When you break a player down on offense or defense, and there's all these nuances to hitting, right? There's hand position, there's load, there's weight distribution, how far back your hands go, what you're concentrating on, what part of the body are you choosing to use, swing path, and on and on and on and on and on. Well, everyone's got a block that they're kind of working out of. Each person's different. But if you know that overall, you know, you've got to fix 10 things, you can't begin to fix 10 things until you start taking the implementation, sustained discipline model we're talking about here, and just work on different pieces, knowing the outcome, or actually changing the minor outcome for the major outcome. And in some cases, it's just, you know, when you get an athlete, it's just strength, right? Like you're doing everything right, but the right things aren't happening. It's just overall strength. And sometimes that comes with maturity, and that comes with, or convincing. I mean, again, in business and in life, right, we always are getting more mature. Some of us get a little more immature as we get older, which is totally okay in certain respects, right? I mean, I guess I'm guilty of that as well. But the longer you're in the game, so to speak, of business and in life, the hack with business, though, is you can kind of fake it a little bit till you make it, because you can always impose through different self-talk and mantras and rituals. You can kind of boost your strength a little bit. Now, nothing's going to trump experience, right? You're kind of gambling at that point. You're taking calculated risks when you're in business and you're boosting yourself. You're really betting on yourself. And that's what I think everyone means when they say, hey, you know, I bet on myself, right? And I just did it over and over and over and over again until I got it right. Well, there's that delta, right? There's that, hey, shit, I'm going to believe myself. And then I'm going to convince myself. And then all of a sudden I am myself. And I went through these progressions, right? I needed to change 12 things. I changed 12 things. I needed to change 12 things. I changed 12 things over 12 months. I changed 2 things a month over 12 months. And now I've been duplicating that over the next 25 years, adding on skills, of course. But the things that you weren't good at, you weren't good at. The strength comes from that right there. Now, again, if we're talking about sports and athletics, everyone knows you got to get strong or flexible, one of the two, which, again, could keep paralleling to business all day long. So as I talk about this, what are you feeling when you hear me say this? And how can we relate this stuff a little bit from your voice to the audience?
All right. So before I answer that question, so we got to make sure we talk to you guys about, and a lot of people in the audience, as they're here now, are like, well, you guys are talking super high level, you know, 30,000 foot view. Can you give us some super specific tactical stuff? Yeah, absolutely. We can. Because guess what? Mike and I do at least twice a month. We're doing live coaching sessions. We want you to be part of it. Guess what? There's a subscribe right down there that you can subscribe to the show. Part of your donation goes automatically to Boys and Girls Club and Wounded Warriors, because those are the organizations we're passionate about. They're building people. They're growing people. They're getting better. They're getting stronger for this conversation. There's a lot of stuff in that subscription side that you can get real specific and real tactical, including the Playbook of Disruption, which is a book that Michael and I are drafting and putting out. Everybody gets it. That's part of this community. So join the community, and that's what you're going to do. This is about getting your reps in. You want to get specific, get on the backside of the wall. So with that, and I totally agree. And you hit it again, man, because you even said, it's doing the things again and again and again and again and again, and betting on yourself again and betting on yourself again and betting on yourself again until you get it right. That's totally what it is. And you even broke it down. I don't really look at sports and business and life being different. I don't play those games differently than I would any other thing. If I need to get better, you know, most people know that I've been a professional archer forever. I shoot a bow, right? And that's what I do. And I have shot a bow since I was like this tall. So now I'm this tall, let's be honest. But I have done that forever. And guess what I was doing this morning? I was standing outside practicing the exact same shot I have practiced for like 45 years, the exact same thing. Am I good at it? Yes. Should, you know, by all accounts, do I ever have to shoot that shot again? No. However, if I'm going to continue to master it, I have to get better at it. And there was a technical, tiny little tactical thing I recognized this morning I needed to change. And so I had to practice through and focus on that one thing. And you specifically said that, is it switching your grip a little on the bat? Is it strength? Is it, which little thing is it? In business, it's KPIs. We have to pay attention to the thing that's working, and we have to keep practicing on the thing that's working, but we also have to know what we need to get stronger at. What can we get better at? What's the specific tactical thing, KPIs, key performance indicators for those acronymly challenged? What is the thing you need to get stronger at? And we talk about doing the hard things. So like one of the hardest things as an entrepreneur, it just is, and this is just where this comes out, is picking up the bloody phone. Picking up the phone and dialing the phone and calling new business, calling those five people every day that you haven't talked to and always asking for the business. That's probably one of the hardest things that we have to repeat and repeat and repeat until we get it right. How many times, so like, I know you do this. I know in your business, you're very tactical about this. How many times, because I bet you know the number, or pretty darn close to it, how many no's do you have to get before you typically get a yes?
That all depends on the average. I mean, sometimes it's 100, sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 9. It depends on the month. I mean, I know you have the statistical answer. I've gotten months where I've gotten all yeses. I've gotten months where I've got 100 no's and then one yes. So I would say one out of every 10. That's usually my average.
Okay. One out of every 10. That's quite honestly, that's close to industry standard straight across the board. Those that are doing it really well, like 4-to-1 conversion rates, one in every four people I talk to will give me a appointment. And then one in four appointments will convert into a yes on a product or a service or a sale on the other side. And then you can build it back up going the other way, right? If I had to, four people I had to talk to set an appointment, how many people did I have to call to even get that? So it's understanding which one of those do I need to fix. And a couple of them have massive, massive impacts on closed revenue. They just do. They have a ton. It's not about if you made 100 phone calls and you got 100 no's, that didn't change your revenue. If you got 100 phone calls and you got one yes, okay, that changed the revenue. But if you get into those middle dynamics, which one increases your revenue the most? Most of the time, and this is going super statistical, and we're giving you a thing, is it's appointments to conversions. It's not the how many appointments can I set. It's how good am I in an appointment such that it becomes a yes. If you are making, I'm going to call it the $100,000, because somewhere there's a billboard that says everybody needs to make $100,000. I don't know where that billboard lives, but it's out there. You ask anybody how much you want to make this year, $100,000. So let's just assume 100. I know you and I are thinking that, but it hurts my soul to see that thing. So 100 grand, because it's easy math. You're going to make 100 grand this year, and it takes 4 appointments to get one conversion in order for you to get your 100 grand. I can tell you right now how you can make 200 grand, get better in your conversions. If you get a 2-to-1 conversion rate from appointments to a yes, you just doubled your money. You just created twice that. So you got stronger in that one spot, that one key area. What do I need to do it? And what, how in my presentation do I need to do it? That's different for everybody, but I will tell you what I do know is true. Anybody with poor conversion rates from appointments to yes, I want to do business with you, is not asking for the business.
No.
So that's what I know about that. So how do we put a bow on this? Are there any loops? Because like, this is your mastery right here, man. Like, closing out any loops. Did we miss any this time?
I think, you know, if you go back over this in the on-demand, you really figured out, man, this is almost like you got a paid-for lesson today. I'll be honest with you. Now, I think we covered a lot. I actually hope we dipped a little below the 30,000-foot view and got a little tactical with people today, because, again, that is our goal, right, is to deliver impact. I think we are good on what we set out to do today. You know, it's not easy, right? Life's not easy. Baseball's not easy. Business is not easy. The only thing that's easy is taking the first step every single day, right? They say it's the hardest thing, but if you just pick your foot off the ground, gravity will take care of the rest. You can't leave it there forever, but you got to pick your foot up, right? So, you know, if I've got to wrap on some advice, I would say just pick your foot up. You know, gravity will take care of the rest. Then just pick your other foot up and gravity will take care of the rest.
I love that, man. That's absolutely true. So that's it for us today, guys. We hope you got something out of this. Make sure you come and subscribe. Be part of the conversation. Put your likes and your everything you want to talk about in the comments, because we want to cover it. We want to talk about what you want us to talk about. We want to make sure we're giving you tactical advice where you need it. And my big hope for any one of these shows is we reach one person. Of all our viewership, if we can reach one person each time that they go, oh man, that's it. That's what I needed to hear today. That's impact. That's what we're here to do. So that's what we love. Guys, thanks for Total Disruption. And keep an eye out for the special that we're about to have relative to the conference we just held. It was an amazing event all day on Saturday. We had 16 speakers aside from Michael and I. And it was really fantastic. We're putting all that content together for everybody for recorded on the subscription side. But keep an eye out for the special on E360 TV so you guys can check that out too.